Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for March 23rd to March 30th and beyond?
On Monday, March 24th, retrograde Mars backs into Virgo. By leaving Libra, Mars now breaks away from its conjunction with Rahu, which is a good thing because Mars will no longer have to contend with the confusion and demonic energy of Rahu.
Mars will now spend the rest of its retrograde phase in Virgo. On May 20th, Mars ends its retrograde motion at 14 degrees Virgo and goes back to normal forward progress in the zodiac. Mars will slowly advance through this sign, finally leaving Virgo on July 13th, whereupon it returns to Libra.
And while in Virgo, Mars will be opposite to Uranus, the planet of freedom, rebellion, and sudden unexpected events. This is a particularly explosive combination, signifying an increased likelihood of disruption, revolt, and sudden violence for the next few months. The potential for events is strongest when the two planets are more directly opposite each other in the third week of August.
Doesn't the retrograde condition of Mars make this planetary pattern more troublesome?
Yes, it does, David. Mars retrograde holds back its expression, building up pressure, and then blows up. The influence of Uranus assures us that the blow-up will be all the more intense when it happens.
Oh boy, sounds like April will be an exciting month, even a nail-biter, and the sudden violence could be either from the human realm or courtesy of Mother Nature.
Really? Venus will be changing signs next Sunday, March 30th. Venus leaves Capricorn and enters Aquarius. This puts the planet of love, arts, sociability, guidance, and finance in the progressive sign of the humanitarian, the sign of the social revolutionary.
Venus, the planet of love, will also be combining with Neptune, the planet of dreams. So Venus will give an additional boost to Neptune's irrational devotion to the Aquarian love of social revolution. The exact conjunction of Venus and Neptune will be on April 11th at 12 degrees Aquarius.
All right. The new moon will be on Sunday, March 30th at 15 degrees Pisces. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month Chaitra, named for Chitra, the nakshatra, or lunar sign, of the full moon, which will be on April 15th. Traditionally, Chitra is associated with creativity and appearance, and therefore anything that has to do with arts and design or improvements, but also what something looks like, including giving false impressions.
Okay, I see that the new moon is conjunct Uranus, the planet of sudden unexpected events. That means the energy of the month includes Uranus, which looks like it could be a wild month.
Not just the month, but even the next 12 months. The Chaitra new moon is the lunar new year in Vedic astrology, and it has a special significance in mundane astrology, that is, the astrology of world events. Traditionally, the exact time of this new moon is used for any particular location, usually the capital of a country, to predict events for the coming year.
So let me get this straight. What we are doing is taking the exact time of the sun-moon conjunction set for a capital city to generate a chart that will indicate what's happening in the coming 12 months for that country. Let's do Washington, D.C.
Okay. For Washington, D.C., the exact time of the new moon will be at 2:44 p.m. on Sunday, March 30th. This gives us a Cancer rising chart, with the new moon conjunct Uranus, putting the focus on the ninth house.
Oh boy, a year of laws, religion, immigration, foreign affairs, and public opinion. And with Uranus, we can expect a lot of surprises.
You've got it, David. The Supremes are going to hand down some controversial judgments, which will be upsetting. And there will be lots of action for the State Department to boot. Another feature of the ninth house is that it is the house of molding of public opinion. New moon with Uranus is an indication of a lot of craziness in that department.
Oh, yeah. Get ready, America. 2014 is an election year for the good old USA, with the question of who will control the Congress being the central issue.
Yep, it will be entertaining. The political circus will be in full swing.
How about Russia, or how about China? Can we take a glance at the theme for these two giants on the world stage?
All right, let's give it a shot. Here's the chart for the Chaitra new moon calculated for Moscow, which gives us Libra rising. And here you can see that it's the sixth house which gets emphasized.
Uh-huh. There's already a lot of rumbling and grumbling coming from the working class in Russia, and the always present threat to the food supply, their internal debt structure as well, and all of these are significations of the sixth house. Looks like Russia is in for a turbulent year.
Yes, Russia looks like it will have its hands full for the coming Vedic year. And finally, we'll check out the Chaitra new moon for Beijing, where they will actually be already on the following calendar day.
So here we see a Capricorn rising chart with the third house emphasized, which is more about the internals of a country. A Uranian new moon in the third house of everyday activities indicates China could go through upheaval during the coming year.
And there could be upheaval and major changes with North Korea or Japan or even Russia, since the third house is the house of neighboring countries.
Another thing about China is all the potential unrest that could happen when the desires of the population are thwarted. Chinese prosperity depends so much on the commerce China has with other countries, so problems in neighboring countries can boomerang back on China itself.
Good analysis there, David. We'll have to keep a watch on China for that and during the next coming months.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.